You're listening to WWBC Coco, Merritt Island, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI Coco, Rockledge, 94.7 FM, W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, Indian Atlantic, Indian Harbor, Satellite Beach, 100.7 FM, and W260CL, Coco, 99.9 FM.
Hello, space and treasure coast. This is CWD on Viewpoint with Sita and friends right here in sunny Cocoa, Florida. We are heard on AM 1510, WWBC, FM 94.7, 99.9, 100.7, and all over God's magnificent planet online. If you could hook up to Wi-Fi.
That's right. That's right. 5G, right? We've put enough rockets into the space to have enough 5G. But we are on 1510 WWBC. If you hit 1510WWBC.com, you can hit that listen live button and hear us on any one of your listening devices, or you can check us out on our Facebook page, CETA Media Viewpoint with CETA. Viewpoint with CETA and Friends, and also on our webpage, CETAMediaInc.com. And all of our shows are downloaded and downloadable, so everybody can get all of that information and searchable, too. So if you search for things like today's show, we're going to be talking with Brian Spencer about mortgages. You could certainly either just type in mortgage, and you'll find everybody that we've had for mortgages.
Those keywords are really good.
Yep.
So on Mondays, each week or every week, however you want to speak the English language, we sit here and we talk about stuff, whether you want to talk about the environment, whether you want to talk about getting involved in voting, whether you want to get involved in opening a business. Some people want to learn how to have good credit. Some people want to learn how to invest. We talk about public school, public education, opportunities, about everything. And our show is very unscripted. It's interesting, educational. And we have a lot of people that want to come on. So we're on our 14th year.
It's amazing.
It's like sitting in our living room and chatting with friends.
Exactly right.
Except we don't have to serve any food.
That's right. That's right.
Who knows? One day they'll change the policy in the station, right, Ellen?
One day. And so, over those 14 years, you've had so many fantastic guests that I'm just so excited to add.
That's right, Ellen. And Ellen, you are my right hand. And, you know, they had asked us to talk about what ABWA had done for us as human beings, being part of the organization, the American Business Women's Association. And I said, I met Ellen Little and Mike Everett at ABWA 14 years ago. And you and I, thanks to Mike Everett, we became really good friends and trusted friends. And I respect you. And without you, we couldn't have our show, Ellen O'Neill.
That's right. So and Mike and I had done a book tour right around that time. And you were promoting your book. And that's how we got connected.
So that
we were
handsome
doing a book,
Mike.
I know. We were doing
a
book tour.
All the ladies was looking at Mike that day.
It did wonders for my reputation hanging out with him. I can tell you that.
Well, anyways, today is no different. You know, we've had some guests over the years that's been part of the show. And my friend, Mr. Radwan Chowdhury, is one of the guests that really, really supported our show forever and has been part of our show. And it's like, it's nice to have him call in from Washington, D.C. today and speak about his nonprofit, the Udian Foundation. And then our second segment is going to be with Brian. Oh, my gosh, Brian. Brian Spencer is going to talk about the bespoke clothier. Mm-hmm. It's and all the custom-made gentleman's clothing that, you know, is well needed here in Brevard and in the state of Florida, actually worldwide, international. Yes. And then he's going to talk about his mortgage company, investing, and good credit, and who to see before you buy a home, and start planning and implementing, right? So say welcome to our show.
Absolutely. Ellen and Sita. Appreciate it. It's great to be back on the show, and really look forward to talking about you know, just like you said, you know, I'm the mortgage money man and now the tweed man. So
I was just going to say.
It's going to be a lot of fun, a lot of fashion, a lot of color.
Your local
a lot of
presence.
Flash on the show.
It's your local presence. We need it. And so on the phone is our good friend, Mr. Radwan Chowdhury. Ellen, and you remember him. So
I do.
Good afternoon, and thank you for taking the time to call in, Mr. Radwan Chowdhury.
Good afternoon to you, my friend. It's been a long time, and good afternoon to everyone, and of course, all the wonderful audiences that you have.
Thank you. And you know, I know that you are the founder and CEO of AA Global Solutions. It's a leading technology consulting firm. In addition to that, you're on the board of the foundation, the UDN Foundation, which is a global nonprofit organization based in the good old USA that works with underprivileged children. And every time I think about children and families all over the world, I think of them as though they're my own. So bring us up to speed about what you're working on now and how you got started with the UDN Foundation.
So it's been almost about a decade. Thank you so much, first of all, for having me on the show again. Congratulations to you being for, I think, over a decade of this public service in a radio show. So thank you, and thanks all the audiences. So I got started way back. You know, I grew up in a very middle class family in Bangladesh. Bangladesh was now is you know has grown GDP grown tremendously, but back in decade ago it was developing countries, a lot of poverty. So I grew up somewhat in poverty. Then when I came into this wonderful land that I call it home now, home away from home, you know, this is a land of opportunity. So I finished my school and started my job, and then I left friends and families, all my extended family, my parents, back home. So I frequently visited twice a year to them. And I see children off the street, I see children. But it struck me, because when I came here, perspective has changed. You know, I don't see that people are picking food from the drain or on the street to eat. But when we grow up in Bangladesh, that's an everyday thing. So you just don't pay attention, because you're seeing it day and night. It's just another children picking up the food off the street to eat. But coming here, that perspective has changed. But why those children picking the food? Obviously, you know, they're hungry, they need to eat. So I was asking myself, I don't have ability to save all the children in the planet. I wish I could, but can I do at least one or two or five in my area, in the area that I have network? And the answer should be yes, because the dollar equals in Bangladesh, conversion rate is very high. Back then it was like 60 taka equals to, $1 equals to 60 taka. So I said, okay, if I can just help one single child not to pick up food off the street and be able to feed him or her and be able to put that person into the school, so the cycle of poverty will probably hopefully reduce at least for that one single family, I will feel myself as so much fulfilling within me. So that's how it started. Then I said, okay, what about if I reach out to my family and friends and ask them, say, hey, just do it for one child, just do it for five child, whatever you can. And we all have ability to at least help one child, because even if you help with like $15 a month, which is just a combo meal at the McDonald's, and if you skip that, you'll be able to help one person for a month in Bangladesh.
Right, and $15 in Bangladesh could feed a family, not just one person.
Correct, a family. So that's how I started, and I got some of my family members, my brothers, and some of my close friends that I grew up with who are financially well off, and asked them, say, hey, join me in this effort, help one child. It doesn't matter who you support, you pick the child, I'll connect you. You picked him or her or whomever you want to, and help that person. And we have some restrictions over the years. We developed some restrictions that the child must go to school in order to continue the stipend. Child must do a two physical that we will pay for every year to make sure their nutrition and they're getting everything they're supposed to. And then later in the years, after several years, we came up with a different program. We call it conditional cash transfer. That program is so successful, and I wish I could do more. And that program is, okay, because child labor is huge, especially not only in Bangladesh, in the entire Southeast Asia, in the developing countries. And I'll just speak for Bangladesh because that's where I'm from. And they work in the grocery store or somebody's tea shop for like 1,000 taka, which is like $10 a month. So we went to the family and said, okay, take your child and put him in school. I will support you. I will pay you the $10 the child is earning. And I will also, back then school wasn't free in Bangladesh. Now, last 4 years, the government made primary school free for all the children. And then until high school graduation for all the female. So male still has to pay in a high school, but primary school free. But for the female, high school graduation is all the way, high school graduation is free.
So, the male, so are you saying the males have to pay for high school?
Yes.
Wow. And, you know, people complain here in the United States, you know, because we have a public education and schools of choice.
Yes. And back home, no. And this is only, I'm talking about just last 4 to 5 years. Before then, in primary school, everybody has to pay, even the women. So now that has changed. The government took a drastic initiative to change that. Now the education, especially in female and women, has increased tremendously. So going back, the conditional cash transfer, we giving that a stipend, which is stipulation that your child has to stay in school and has to do 3.0 or above, and then we'll support with their textbook, their uniforms, the two medical checkup a year, and the nutrition. So we stipend everything, and the food subsidy we gave them not in a cash. The reason we started with the cash, but the cash was being misused by father, unfortunately. So we switched that. We contacted some grocery store in local. The family can only buy rice, beans, oil, and flour, something they can cook and feed the family. And that program has been so wonderful for last almost 10 years and very successful.
It's amazing, because what you're doing is you're breaking the intergenerational cycle of inequality and poverty, as well as giving the child a fair start.
Yes. And then last about 7 years, I think now, we have started a computer literacy. So I put a 13th center in a rural area where we teach children, high school going children, a basic computer in three different modules. Completely free. We pay for the instructor. They go and teach 1 day a week. First thing, that how to just operate basic computer. And the second module, we teach them how to do a little bit of graphic design. And the third module, we teach them how to create a website and social media site and so forth. And the reason that, and that program is also so wonderful and so successful, as you know, outsourcing is huge nowadays. People, and especially in Upwork, there is an outsourcing platform globally. You can just create your credential. And like, say, you want to create a flyer for your radio show. And you can just say, okay, I have a requirement. Here is the flyer design. I need 8x11 flyers. Here is the design. My budget is $5. And people will bid on it. Okay. So the students who are graduating from our program, second module, they're creating graphic designs and stuff. They are earning now 10,000-12,000 taka in Bangladesh, which is $15-$20 now, just doing a little bit of work in addition to going to the school and stuff. Because they are building on Upwork, creating flyers, business cards, or banners, posters, and
Well, you know what? We're going to give them some work, right, Ellen?
That's right. I'm just thinking. I'm like, wow.
10 bucks, my gosh.
Well, and you know, and I'm just so impressed with that this started. And of course, we've heard this story before, but I'm just so impressed that you started this with a group of friends. And I remember a saying from Margaret Mead, who is a well-known woman here in the United States, never underestimate the power of a small group committed people to change the world. In fact, it's the only thing that ever has.
Right.
And you're doing that. You're changing the world with this philosophy and with this dedication. I'm just so impressed. Thank you so much.
And it's the right interventions at the right time.
That's right. I'm off Fiverr now. I'm not going to use Fiverr anymore, because that was one of the things you put your credentials in.
Yeah.
So I'm going to find out what this place is that you're using.
Yes, and let the kids make
the
money.
Let the kids make the money.
Absolutely. So tell us. So so you probably have some success stories from the families that you help in Bangladesh. Because I know you just don't do that. You do a lot with the victims of earthquakes and disasters and I've seen you guys send tents when there's issues going on the border. It's so much you're doing. So tell us some of the success stories that the families and the students tell you, reach out to you and talk to you about.
Oh, the students write letters. I have so many pictures. Every time I go, I visit all the centers. I visit most of the family that I can in person. Go to them. I have lunch or dinner with them at their home. And the reason I do that, I want them to feel empowered. I want them to don't feel that the class differentiate, because I'm a little bit financially well off than they are. I don't want them to feel. I sit down with them in their own kitchen, and I eat with them in lunch or dinner, and I share my stories, how I, you know, I struggle. I grew up in a middle-class family. My family was not in the upper middle class. We were in a middle-class family. So I understand the poverty. I understand how fortunate I am, was able to come to this country and be able to, you know, do that everything that I am able to do. I'm successful, and I want to give back that, you know, back to the community. I'm doing it here a little bit too. I do mentorship here in the United States for specifically two groups of children. Children, they are involved in the substance uses, and children are involved in gang involvement. So I work with the school board. I do mentorship with them. I take them to a public place, library or lunch. Bring them sometime to my office, and always in public place. I work with the school board once a week for 1 hour lunch, and we talk to them that, you know, how life could be different if you just give up that, you know, substance uses or you know, get rid of your gang involvement. Life could be much beautiful, much more beneficial for you and family and the generations to come.
And so how do we get more naturalized citizens, immigrants, citizens of the United States to be more like you and stay involved and engaged in their communities and care about other people's community? Because your message is one of hope. It's one of love. It's one of peace. It's one of unity. And most importantly, it's one of giving back, which, I mean, what is our purpose on earth, right? If it's not to take our talents, gifts, and abilities and give back.
Correct. It's through the conversation. I take every opportunity that I have to talk about it. And one thing I always tell them, you don't have to get involved with the Indian Foundation. You can do it your own. There are so many resources out there, so many wonderful organizations doing wonderful work. Get involved with any of them. I first got involved with the Big Brothers and Big Sisters. That's how I started a mentorship here in the U.S. So I said, you know, get involved with any organization that your heart belongs to, or just do it by yourself. And here are the concept that is proven, has been working for me for almost a decade now. It will work for you. And along the way, you can also modify and make it better than what I'm doing. And I can probably learn from you. So the only way to get our people involved or anyone involved is through the conversation, show them the brighter side, and tell them, none of us in this world has the ability to change the entire world. But will you feel fulfilling if you can just change one person's life, one kid, one child, or one family? Will you feel fulfilling, will you feel gratitude within yourself and your heart that, you know, because of my little contribution, my little efforts, I made a difference in this person's life or this family's life, that they are out of poverty, they're doing something more impactful. In many of those, Sita, many of who are learning in Upwork and earning through my computer program, they are now volunteering to teach the other people. So out of 13, 5 of the center now I'm not paying for any tuition for an instructor, because the graduate students are now coming and teaching the other children. So there is always a reward, you know, you can always...
Yeah, and you feel good when you go to bed at night, because, you know, oftentimes people say, if you see something, say something. And you saw a need to eradicate poverty. And so you said, I'm going to make a difference, and I'm going to try to change the lives for these children. In addition to being the CEO and founder of the UDN Foundation, you also was named the 2012 Obama Fellow. And and you were elected delegate to the 2012 DNC Convention. And that's where we actually met. You and I met at that. And I always remember you stood out because you had such a humble personality, speaking with people, intermingling with people. And I remember you and I having such a great conversation about the United States and having the ability to take in the education and opportunities that that it offers. So talk to me a little bit about, your being recognized like that.
So I got involved because, as you know, Sita, developing countries has issue. You don't have a freedom of speech. Though it's a democratic country and everything, but you still can petition your government. You still can talk about against your government. You will be crucified or put into jail. And Bangladesh was like that. Knock on the wood and has changed tremendously. But when I came to this country, that perspective also has changed. You do have the right to petition your government. You do have ability to speak out, and you are protected by the very constitution of this country. Rightfully, you can speak against your government, whether what they're doing is right or wrong, and you can petition them. So you have also a responsibility as a civic duty to fulfill, because not everyone in the world does not have that freedom. Not everybody in the world, like, for example, what's going on in Myanmar, what's going on in Sri Lanka, Syria, or Iran, or, people can speak out against their government. They will be crucified, put into jail,
or worse,
Yes, or worse, exactly, or worse. But you have that ability to do it here in government and the irrespective of what your political view. Everybody urge you to go exercise your civic duty, vote, speak out, be part of the association. So I was inspired by Obama's speech, and then I saw the light and said, okay, well, this is the country where you can really exercise your civic duty. You really can get involved and talk about issues that matters to you, matters to your community, your neighbor, your friends and family, and speak out, get collected. So I continuously talk to people. They're getting involved, regardless who you vote for, who is your candidate. If the issues relate to you and your family and your neighbor and your community, and if that issue is important, speak out. Talk to your elected officials or candidates and ask them to support your agenda, support your issues. And you're not going to be able to do it by yourself. And you need a group of people. You need your family and friends. You need to talk to other people to understand your thought process, where you're coming from, and why you're saying what are you saying. So exercising your civic duty, and I also tell people, freedom is not free. There are so many people died for our freedom, for us to live and breathe and speak freely. So many people gave their life, their blood, their arms and legs, and their family sacrificed because we can, exercise our freedom. So don't let it go. Don't sit by idly.
Yes. So if somebody wanted to get involved with the UDN Foundation, give us the website or how they can contribute, or like Ellen and I do need a flyer made for my birthday. I would gladly send my money to the UDN Foundation and have the kids do it for me. So give us the website, Mr. Radwan Chowdhury.
Okay, so it's www.udionfoundation.org, and it's Udion is UDION foundation.org. UDIONFoundation.org, all the information is there, the donation link is there, anybody can take the idea. One other thing that I have on UDION Foundation, in 30 seconds I'll tell you, I have a section for international students, and the reason I did that because I was an international student and became naturalized citizen in this country. I want other people to have that opportunity to take, go through the legal process. So I put some information in there without paying somebody. How can they get the information, the resources, where to contact the university, and how to get their transcript translated and get the process completed without paying anybody anything other than the government fee. So that information is also available, and so many other information is also available for people to get involved, including educational portion of the mainstream politics. We are not endorsing any political party, but get involved and exercise your civic duty.
Right, and what all the stuff you're doing, you're trying to stop child labor, human trafficking, extend educational opportunities, and provide access to great health care in Bangladesh. So give us the website for AA Global Solutions as well, so our listeners can check out your website and they can check out your nonprofit.
Yeah. So www.aags, Alpha Alpha George Sam .us, like United States. That's my business side. That pays for my electric bill and support to the foundation. I have dedicated a portion of my income to donate to the foundation to support the causes that I so near and dear to my heart.
Well, Mr. Chaudhry, we will make sure that your lights stay on. I promise we'll get all of this information out to all of our loyal listeners here in Cocoa, Florida, especially all over the world. We are going to take a quick station break, and thank you so much for calling in to listen to our sponsors, and then we're going to be right back with Viewpoint with Sita and Friends and Brian Spencer.
Cloud 9 Mattress and Furniture is a family-owned furniture dealer featuring the best and most affordable brands. They offer all servicing for free. Your delivery, setup, and home, removal of old furniture, and warranty. Work with a reputable and experienced local business as they strive for excellence with their customers. Scotty's been in the mattress and furniture business for 32 years. You can shop online, call, or stop into the showroom to place an order. They are conveniently located inside the Merritt Square Mall and service all of Brevard County and Central Florida. Super savings sale happening now. That's Cloud 9 Mattress and Furniture. 321-459-2473. Visit them on the web at cloud9furniture.com. Again, 321-459-2473 for Cloud 9.
Welcome Mattress to MedFast and Furniture. Urgent Care. We are Brevard County's largest urgent care network. MedFast is now open at 7:30 a.m. every day. That's right, 7:30 a.m. every day. We will get you in and out so you can get back to your day. When you are sick or injured, MedFast is here for you 7 days a week. Think fast, think MedFast. With 18 locations, there's a MedFast near you.
Are you longing for a taste of Louisiana? Lizette's Cajun Bistro is the place to be. They offer Cajun and Creole staples as well as American, vegan, and vegetarian options. The restaurant is located at 2447 North Wickham Road, Unit 146. All menu items are prepared daily from scratch and made to order. Dine-in or takeout as well as outside seating. Live music on selected weekends. So the next time you have a taste for Louisiana, stop by Lizette's Cajun Bistro, 2447 North Wickham Road.
Located in Titusville, Florida, Dixie Crossroads has been serving great tasting seafood, char grilled steaks, prime rib, chicken, fresh salads, and their famous corn fritters for over 31 years. The menu features the very best local shrimp and fish from Port Canaveral and ranges from low-cost sandwiches and baskets to high-end seafood combos. Visit this Florida favorite at 1475 Garden Street in Titusville. That's Dixie Crossroads. 321-268-5000. 321-268-5000 or visit them on the web at DixieCrossroads.com.
Jump Off Financial Group is a certified public accounting and a registered investment advisory firm with over 30 years of productive relationships with clients. Choctaw Financial Group can assist you in meeting your accounting, tax, and business consulting and financial planning and insurance needs without expanding your internal workforce. With three locations here in Florida, here in Brevard County, Broward County, and Nassau County, contact Jotkoff Financial Group here in Brevard at 321-984-7345. Located at 1122 South Wickham Road in Melbourne, that's Jotkoff Financial Group. On the web, you'll find them at www.jotkoff, that's JOTKOFF.com. Call the professionals.
There's something special about the place we call home. It's the place we live our lives, spend time with family and friends, and make our own. At St. Francis Reflections Hospice, we consider it a privilege to care for you wherever your home may be. We put our hands, hearts, and skills into providing high-quality hospice care in your home. To learn more about how we reflect life, love, and compassion, visit www.reflectionslsc.org.
Thank you.
listeners. This is Sita Begee on Viewpoint with Sita and Friends right here in Cocoa, Florida. We are heard on AM 1510. Dial is WWBC. We're on FM 94.7, 99.9, 100.7, and online everywhere, Miss Ellen.
That's right. Well, today we're certainly on all of the media channels, but today we're Facebook Living. Look at this dapper gentleman sitting
yeah,
here.
Thanks for going Facebook Live for us today.
Anytime. So we're on Sita Media Inc. Facebook page. So if you want to watch us live, that's where we'll be. And you'll want to watch us live because look at this awesome jacket that Brian's wearing.
Yes.
And we're going to be looking at the other awesome jackets that he has over there.
Well, for the ones that aren't on Facebook Live, you know, it's a nice linen green. And, you know, this is April. And Ellen, I know you're a big golfer, and I'm a huge golfer.
He looks like he's playing golf.
Yeah,
I look like I just won the Masters. You know, I mean that's the way I feel right now, just being sitting here in the studio with.
It's good practice for when you do win the Masters.
Absolutely,
you know?
Yeah. I mean, every putt I stroke out there on the putting green at Century Country Club, it's like this is for the Masters. You know,
right.
I hear the Masters music.
Well, you know what's good? Our show, it is fun. It's very unscripted. And it is quite educational, and today is going to be quite interesting because Brian's going to split up his segments into two, because he just started a new business, and it's like tailoring, custom made tailoring, right?
Yeah, it's like made to measure, you know, bespoke, come to you, and let's pick the cloth, the fabric, the buttons, the stitching, you know, we customize it.
The slim line.
Yeah, whether you need a little more extra room, or you know, like myself, I got a little more room in the stomach area than I would like to, so it's tough to just go buy something off the rack. So we can do that as well, and
so
put custom lines in there. But let's don't jump to that yet.
That's
We have a lot to cover.
That's just a teaser.
Just a teaser.
Yeah. So that's what we're going to talk about in a little bit. And before we jump to that, you've been on our show before. We spoke to you from Shelter Mortgage. You are a senior loan officer with Shelter Mortgage, and we also know Natasha, your beautiful wife. It's amazing what's happening in Brevard County, Florida with property values.
Absolutely.
And so many people who don't know about all the awesome things that have been offered through many mortgage companies, but Shelter Mortgage specializes in so much more. So talk to our listeners a little bit how you got involved with Shelter Mortgage, and then we'll go right into loans and credit and how to qualify and investing and all that good stuff.
Okay, great. Well, thanks for having me on the show again. It's great to be a friend of Sita and Friends, and it's been a while since I've been on, so it's great to be back in the studio. But yeah, I'm a senior loan officer with Shelter Mortgage. Really the key about mortgages is just the fact that at Shelter is that we feel from A to Z all the different types of loan programs to get you know, our clients into home ownership, whether it's their first home as a first-time home buyer, or whether it's they're building a house as a construction permanent loan financing with a builder, or they're just looking to just invest, you know, as investing in real estate is a real winner. I brought in a chart that really talks about, you know, since 1942, you know, real estate has been a winner 73 out of those years, 7 years, it lost ground with appreciation, and then 1 year it was a complete wash. It was flat, and that was way back in 1955. So real estate's a great investment. As we've talked many times on the show, you know, there's just so many memories.
That's how you create generational wealth, I think.
Yeah, well, you're going to do that through investing. You're also going to do that with investment property, but also just in your current residence. You know, as you enjoy your family and your time, you know, in your house. And I know we've all enjoyed our time in our house, you know, the last couple of years even more so. But you know, it's just we're here to help. We're here to help the community and to give back to the community.
So let's talk about the different types of mortgage loans that Shelter Mortgage offers.
Okay.
If you could go through that, whatever you can remember the top of your head.
Well, I mean, the first one I can remember is one we just launched. We're super excited about it because, you know, when I got in the mortgage business like 12 years ago, from that point till the present, we've had everybody asking about foreign national program. You know, foreign national program would be loans for people that are not U.S. citizens. So we've never had that program available, and we have that now for investment purchases.
Mm-hmm.
You know, through our Smart Loan Series, which is a product that we actually portfolio, because Shelter Mortgage is a, we're powered by NewRez, which NewRez is one of the top five national lenders in the country. So, but Shelter Mortgage has been here in Brevard County for over 20 years in servicing Brevard County.
So the international investors, let's expand a little bit on that. So the person doesn't have to be a citizen of the United States.
They do not have to be a citizen.
Wow. You listen up, Trinidad and Tobago.
Yeah, I knew that would come up.
You could be Canada or UK or anywhere, right? Why not?
Yeah, I would say listen up, realtors that are listening in today, because, you know, what a great opportunity to build your next client or go back through your list.
And do it legally.
And do
That's the number one thing people want to know. If I'm going to put all this money into a property in the United States, and I'm investing for my children's future and my own future, and maybe a rental income or whatever,
mm-hmm.
is it safe? And is it okay with the government?
Yeah, because what we're doing is we're actually qualifying the property, not the individual. So especially on the foreign national, I mean, we're not looking at any credit score, you know. So that's a plus, because you wouldn't have a U.S. credit score if you're not living in the United States or a resident of the United States. And we're really qualifying that property based on what that property would rent for. And as rents have risen over the last number of years,
it's a safe investment.
It's a very, very safe investment to know that cash flow through rental income is going to be able to pay for the mortgage, so that you can, you know, feel more comfortable that the mortgage is going to get paid. And
right. And what kind of credit and income qualifications would that person need? And of course, that applies to people right here in the U.S. too, who we'll chat in a minute about what they need to qualify. But somebody investing internationally, what do you look for?
Well, we're not going to look for any credit score. So we're really going to look to make sure that person has, you know, 30% to put down, so 70% loan to value for the property. And we're going to look that they do have a U.S. Bank account, so they would have to establish that with seasoned funds for 60 days.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're going to just look at some alternative credit that they may have back in their country that they're currently living and residing in.
Yeah, so good wholesome character. You have to look for all of that too.
Well, character is key.
Yeah, because there's a lot of stuff going on internationally, so people have to be, the banks are very careful, right?
Sure.
So let's switch gears here to the United States. Let's talk about some of the programs offered here for people in the United States, like first-time home buying program, the Hero Awards program.
Yeah, we have all those. I mean, we also have this investor program as well, the same one for foreign nationals, but we do offer it here, you know, for U.S. residents.
Mm-hmm.
It's our Smart Vest product. So it's the same concept. We're qualifying the property based on what the property is going to rent for. We do ask that they own their own current house and have a mortgage on it. But they can be a first-time investor, which is really nice as well.
Right.
And we're not looking at, you know, there's some of our clients, they have income, but they also have, you know, a fair amount of debts, so the debt-to-income ratio would not let them qualify with, say, a standard, you know, government-insured loan, which would be like a Fannie Mae,
yes,
or Freddie Mac-insured style loan. So this is you know, smart creative financing to help them get into the investment world. So we're not looking at any tax returns. And
what about pre-approval and, most important, pre-qualifications? Oftentimes you'll hear people say, oh, I didn't qualify because of my credit. Oh, I didn't qualify because I had a medical debt. Or, you know, how do we go about that with people who, that's what, it's important to them?
I mean, the best thing is to reach out to me at Shelter Mortgage. You know, my direct line's 321-537-1137. I also have a website, which is my last name. It's Spencer, S-P-E-N-C-E-R, the number 4loans.com. That'll take you to my website. You can make a mortgage application. But first off, you know, just pick up the phone, give me a call. Let's talk about your situation, how we're looking to structure the loan, because that's really the first start. Because everybody's different, every situation's different, and you know, like we said, we have a multitude of different products to slide you into to choose from. Yeah, to get you into home ownership or investment, or you know.
And you know, oftentimes people would say, "Well, I want to know what's the minimum required for my mortgage? Like, is there like a minimum requirement?
Like a loan amount?
Yes, like the minimum required for down payment.
Well, that
it depends on the house. It depends on their credit score. It depends on
that varies. I mean, you've got VA loans. You know, those are 100%, financing. So there's no down payment for those. You know, you have FHA, Federal Housing Administration loans. And most people think you have to be a first-time home buyer for an FHA loan, which that is not true. And that's 3.5% down payment.
Yes.
And then you have conventional loans that we can, you know, in some situations as little as, 3% down.
So don't listen to your friends and family who don't know about mortgages. Call Brian.
Yeah, it's
like putting medical stuff on Facebook. You know, why don't you just ask a doctor instead of asking your friends?
Right.
You should have a mortgage professional in your life that you can guide, that can kind of coach you a little bit to give you some insight as to what you need to do to
get real
credit.
Information.
Exactly.
In real time.
And but this way it's a goal, right?
Right.
So
right.
If
and
I want
no
to buy
obligation.
A house in 1 year. I have a path. You're going to give me a path.
Sure, no obligation. It's free for the call. It's free for us to be able to pull your credit and make application with us.
Right. You have nothing to lose.
Nothing to lose. No pressure.
You know what somebody had asked me to ask you when you came on? Do you offer any mortgage points?
Oh, yeah. Well, points are what you use to pay down, to buy down an interest rate. So, typically we'll give you different scenarios. Most people go with just a no cost. What our 30-year rate would be at that time, and then someone actually pay, points. So let's say one point. People ask, well, what is 1 point? How much is that? Well, 1 point is like 1% of your loan amount. So if you have a $400,000 loan amount, that would be $4,000. So now we would do the research for you and show you that if you paid $4,000 up front, what is going to be that monthly savings for you? So let's just hypothetically say it's $50. And then we would divide that into how many months it would take to recoup the $4,000. So how long you'd have to live in that house to make it worthwhile.
Right.
Type of thing. So gotcha. We want to make sure it's a good investment for you.
Gotcha. And if someone is granted a loan through you guys, do you service the loan as well?
Absolutely, we do. Yeah, we're the largest. New Res Shell Point Servicing is our company. And we are the largest servicer of conventional loans in the United States. And we do service, like 90% of our loans. So that brings up a whole nother point, Sita, is that, if you have an issue down the road, I mean, I want to be your lifelong lender.
Yeah.
So
I have a relationship.
It's a relationship.
That's right.
Absolutely. And I have, even if you forget who I am or my number or my contact changes for whatever reason, even though it hasn't, my name is on your mortgage statement. If you have any issues about escrow or your payment or, there's all kinds of issues with insurance that comes up. I have my clients reach back out to me, and I can help them out along the way.
Yeah, you become friends with them. And here's the other thing. Let's say somebody wins the lottery and they decide, I am going to make a massive prepayment.
Pay it off.
Is there a penalty?
Most programs, there's no prepayment penalty for the mortgage. So pay it off. I believe in no mortgages, but most people need mortgages. So
for that person who's sitting at home and don't own a home, but they would like to own a home, and they're paying $2,000, $2,500 a month. I know people like that, for a two-bedroom apartment, and they think they got such a deal. In 30 seconds or less, tell them why that is not such a good deal, to fill out the information on your website and let you see if you could help them to own something and start creating generational wealth.
I would say quickly, there's a story they're telling themselves in their head about why I can't have a home. Either it's too much work, I don't want to have to pay for repairs when I need it, I don't have the down payment, I don't have the credit. They just probably just need a little motivation or just need to find out more information about doing that. Or they're watching the media and they're saying, well, wait till the rates drop. Well, when the rates drop, you're going to see home prices go back up because we have a shortage of inventory, nationwide, not just here in Brevard County. So, everybody's always saying, well, when's the bottom? When's the bottom? That's when I'm going to get in the market, just like everybody else will get in the market. But there's no way to, there's no crystal ball, Sita. I mean,
yeah.
There's no way to predict when
right,
is the bottom
right,
of the market.
Right.
And we're not day trading. It's not like day trading stocks. I mean,
Yeah.
Buying dirt.
Right, so, and before we go to the clothes, which I know we want to hear more about the green jacket he's wearing, the master jacket.
I can get my measuring tape out here and,
there are folks,
get some more measurements.
We run into folks all the time who their credit is so bad because they watch their parents constantly slide their credit card, constantly buy things they don't need. Like my mom used to say, don't hang your hat where you can't reach it, right?
Right.
That's how we grew up. But saving, if you had $10, they teach you to put away $2 and, you know, eat at home.
That's really tough, Sita. I mean, I have a tough time too because I like to shop.
Yeah. how do you tell people that to protect their credit? Because in the long run, to buy a home, to get a car, you need that credit. You need a good credit score of.
I mean, I'll tell you one thing that doesn't really come up that much is, you know, just like if you have a doctor's appointment or something, you got to put that on your schedule to remind yourself to be there on time. You know, as I miss a lot of them, but so you need to put it on the schedule on when you need to pay your bills, because a lot of times we're so busy. You know, the bill comes in. You know, I know more people are paying it online. I'm still kind of a check kind of guy. I like to write. Certain things are checks.
Me too. My husband is old-fashioned. He loves, and it's easier when you file your taxes. You got your checkbook and the ledger right there.
My wife doesn't like to write a check or pay bills. Not that she doesn't have the money, or you know, it's just she's so busy. You know, so I think it's that scheduling of when to pay them. You know, whether it's a certain time in the morning or a certain day of the week that you do it, or you know.
But
at least checking on your financial health.
Yeah, but you know, there's a lot of people that do spend money they don't have. And those are the ones that get into trouble when it's time to purchase a home.
I would say personally, you know, I mean, I can share something, you know, me and my wife just went over, you know, about a week ago was, you know, analyze every year, you know, as you analyze for your goals for the year, analyze where you're spending your money so that will help you.
Shift it a little bit if you have to.
Shift it, make sure you're paying your bills on time and make sure that you're keeping your credit in line and sort of those things.
And saving some money for the clothes. Most important, you got to save. So you've decided to transition away from, but you're still going to be a senior.
No, I'm not transitioning away.
You're going to still be a senior loan officer with Shelter Mortgage, but you're doing something on the side.
Yes. Yeah,
just for fun.
It's a side, but you know, I'm a full-time mortgage loan officer, and trust me, being a loan officer, it's a seven-day-a-week job because, you know, people are calling me to get pre-qualified on the weekends. I have to work on the weekends to catch up and get paperwork done and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, right?
But it's okay because
you're dealing with emotions,
right? It's okay because you're doing something that you love on the side.
Yeah.
Like Ellen and I, we all have little things. I do things on the side. She sings. She does everything.
Right, yeah. So this is going to be like my singing gig.
Yes.
I'm going to sing through color and fashion and fabrics.
I'm going to have you make some of my outfits. What am I kidding?
Yeah, I mean, you know.
So how did it all get started?
Well, I mean, it really got started by, you know, Shelter Mortgage and me and my wife, we would love to give back to this wonderful community of the Space Coast.
We'll have Danny bring the jackets over, if you don't mind, Mr. Danny. Bring those jackets.
Yeah, and it all started at an event, you know, about 7 years ago. There was, you know, Sheriff Ivy was doing an auction, you know, trying to get as much money as he could for two suits, two ties, and two shirts. And I told my wife, Natasha, I said, you know what, I want to bid on that. So we did, and we won. And I met a gentleman out of Jacksonville.
Sheriff Ivy had to be included in this somehow.
He was. Yeah, he sold two because he's like, yeah, well, that's $2,000 for that. Let's sell two. And he forced Alan to give two auction items. So at that point, I became friends with him and started learning the business. But I've always had a passion to shop. You know, I've always loved shopping. In my previous career prior to Shelter Mortgage, I was in the paint industry with Sherwin-Williams and Valspar Paint Company. So I learned.
You had an eye.
I have an eye.
You have a knack for nice things.
I know color.
Yeah.
You know, so I know color and how to match paint. So, you know, I know color and how
so
to.
So if somebody wanted to have a custom-made suit from you.
It's not super expensive. Everybody tells me.
What the name of the company? Give our listeners the name of the company.
It's Spencer Bespoke Clothier. And if you're not on Facebook and you don't see the label, it's really cool. We have a new puppy in our lives. He's 16 months old. His name is Tweed, believe it or not. And his name is Tweed, just like the fabric Tweed. And he's on the label. He's a Llewellyn Setter. Most people don't know what a Llewellyn Setter looks like, but they may know an English Setter. So he's got beautiful markings like an English Setter.
And the word itself, bespoke, it's not a word that we use quite regularly here in the United States. So tell our listeners that word, what it means.
It means custom, made to measure, you know, made for you, you know, designed especially for you. It's not something you're going to be, you know, purchasing off the rack where they've
mass-produced. And show us the lining, because I think that the unique lining that you
have. It's money. Money's the lining for, because I'm the mortgage money man. You know, and we always have the lining where it pulls up in the pocket square, so you see money, $100 bills.
So you're not going to look like the other guys. You're going to be wearing your suit that's custom-made for you, but you're helping with the colors and the lining and the pockets and everything.
And I have a great success story to share, and I really appreciate, you know, Shelter Mortgage was one of the sponsors this past weekend for Junior Achievement. They have their Business Hall of Fame, big gala, big fundraiser. They raised a lot of money. It was a fantastic event. And so we had Brent Peebles, who is a vice president, branch manager of Raymond James. We're talking about investing today, so Raymond James. And I was honored to be able to make a custom tuxedo for him. And inside, since we're on the Space Coast, we did space. We did astronauts all inside the jacket on the lining. So that shows that we can do some really cool stuff. We can put your name in there. We put that he was a 2023 Business Hall of Fame laureate winner inside.
In the lining.
In the lining, on the back of the collar.
Who's doing the stitching of these suits, and where are you getting the fabric?
Well, the fabric is, you know, there's beautiful fabrics all over the world. So, you know, I have all kinds of fabric books. Do a lot of Italian fabrics like Marzoni, Stibella, are beautiful fabrics. But we can do anything from really super high-end to, you know, very cost affordable suits and clothes and shirts.
So first impressions are normally lasting impressions. And that's something that I would think you tell your clients up front. Like, you get this suit from us, custom made for you, and you're going to be a knockout wherever you go.
Absolutely. It's all about building your brand, you know. And
self-confidence too.
Yeah. I mean, clothes is your second skin. I mean, it's, you know, when we get up in the mornings and we put the clothes on, you can feel better about yourself, you know?
Kind of like uniforms. When you put your uniform on, you feel great.
Well, that's great that you said that, because there was a study at Cambridge University where they actually took 50 people in this study, and they put a doctor's lab coat on them, a white lab coat. And the performance was their cognitivism increased. They were better at solving, you know, problems and issues. They just felt so much better about themselves. Then they took the same lab coat, and they said, this is a painter's smock type coat. And they did not change whatsoever. So tell me that putting on the clothes.
I feel
you
better.
I agree with you. I feel like a master's champ today.
Yes.
You know? I mean, I put it on. I was like,
you're
this is
one
master's
putt away.
Well, it's your
one
baby. You know what? It's your baby. And you should
blooming.
Be proud. You should be proud of it. It's your baby.
You're wearing the flowers today.
Yeah.
You got a beautiful dress on today.
I mean, it's your baby. It's something you're doing. You love it. And it shines. And we see the confidence that you're having right now. But tell us, when are we going to have a fashion show here in Brevard County, Florida, with fashions from your company?
Well, that's interesting you should say that, because, you know, it seems like everybody I kind of share it to, and it's been very, very light. It's mainly been, you know, when I wear something, or a few other people that I've currently made some clothes for, everybody's commenting saying, where'd you get that? I want that. And then, you know, it kind of spreads that way. But, you know, I did meet with somebody, you know, from the Melbourne Chamber the other day in business development, and one of the things that they said initially when they just saw me, I mean, I was dressed casual hip Florida style, you know, with jeans and you know, a nice four-way stretch, you know, dry fit style shirt, and they were like, you know, where I was from, like in Rhode Island, I mean, they had a fashion week. So we need to do a fashion week.
And
so,
you're a member of the Century Country Club. Do it there.
I am. And, you know, the Realtors Association, we always had a fashion show. I think, Ellen, you were maybe a part
model
of that
quite
as well.
A few times.
Yeah.
But maybe the ladies could take a back seat to this particular fashion show, and we can escort you guys to the runway instead and pay $50 to $100 for a ticket and have a fun time.
You know, see it on the flyer here. It says, you know, clothing for gentlemen. But we do have ladies, and we do suits and blazers. And
you do for the ladies too. And
we
what
do,
about
absolutely.
What about bulk orders? I'm pretty sure somebody will say, hey, I want you to make a whole bunch of uniforms, nursing uniforms or uniforms for people in the airline industry or maintenance workers. I mean,
well,
I can
that's
see
not
it coming.
That's not going to be our niche, because remember it says bespoke.
Custom. Oh, so that's right.
This is custom. That's more mass produced. So
right.
we're not going to be that person for you.
So we have here, and we have the men's clothing here, mm-hmm. but we don't have enough of the custom made. So is that one of the reasons why you decided, like, to branch out? Because people will only go into one place?
Yeah, I mean, I found a, you know, I have a really good buddy of mine who, you know, told me there's, you know, whenever you start a business, you got to think about the three R's. You got to think about what's the requirement, and then relationships, and the revenue will come. And, you know, the requirement here is, and I've seen it for a long time, is we don't have the right, you know, men's fashion per se here. We have Michael's Menswear. They've been here a long time. I'm like family to them. I shop there all the time, but they don't do bespoke per se like we're gonna do.
Yeah. Dez is just going and try something on, and if it fits, you.
And then
we have
a men's warehouse, and you know that's a big chain, and you know, so it's gonna be something unique. You know, we'll come right to you.
And where does people meet you to get measured? Do you come to them, or do they come to somewhere and get measured?
You know, typically we go right to you. You know, so we'll bring on, you know, try on suits for you to try on, the, you know, the button books, samples, the lining books, fabrics, all that, so you can touch and feel it. And I've got to get you measured up.
It's like,
you know,
custom made cabinets.
We're gonna take about 18 different measurements of your body, and then determine, you know, how do you like to wear your clothes.
So show them how you measure really quick. There he's got a tape measure.
So that's become your new tie, I see.
Yeah. And he's telling us 1 minute, but this reminds me of the Trinidad people. We used to get measured like this to get our clothes a long time ago.
That's right.
So the website one more time, and if anybody wants a custom-made suit.
321-537-1137. It's a one-stop shop for mortgage money and and custom clothes.
Yeah. That's right. And you get a money jacket. If you ask for one, I'm sure they'll find you one that will be custom, that he can custom make for you. It's awesome.
Yeah, we can do fishing as well. And, you know, you name it, we can do it. We can put your logo inside.
Well, Brian, it's always such a pleasure to have you here with us on Viewpoint with Sita and Friends. And we're going to encourage everybody to make sure that they check out Bespoke Clothier.
That's why it's unscripted.
That's right. Yeah. Exactly right. Exactly right. And, of course, if you're out there deciding or struggling with deciding whether you want to get a mortgage or not, get a relationship with Brian Spencer and make sure that he is your mortgage professional.
Let him stand up and show the jacket before we go out there.
I get the model.
Let's see the stand ready for a fashion show.
There we go. All the money.
There you go.
Pull it off. The money.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Let me make that winning putt, Masters. Oh, yeah. Look at that.
Life is as beautiful as you make it. And you know what? Just have
fun. This flies in here as fast as Augusta National.
That's right.
Amen. All right. Well, thank you again for another Viewpoint with Sita and Friends edition here on 1510 WWBC. Thank you, Brian, for all of our swag, all of our shelter mortgage swag.
Yes.
Make sure. Don't forget that phone number, 537-1137, area code 321. And we will be back next week. Oh, yeah, that's right. Grand opening. We will be back next week right here on Viewpoint with Sita and Friends at 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Make sure you tune in. We'll see you soon.